President Trump said in an interview earlier this month that lowering the media's approval ratings is a, quote, great achievement of mine. He and others regularly call out what they say is fake news, while critics argue that just refers to coverage they don't like. But there are certainly stories swirling around that are not true, and a new game developed at ASU aims to show players how false stories are spread. Hoaxes and Havoc is in the testing phase now, although it should be ready to go by the new year. And our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Retha Hill more about it. She's the director of the New Media Innovation and Entrepreneurship Lab at ASU's Walter Cronkite School. And he asked her to describe the game and what it does.
Fake news has been an issue. Of course, the last couple of years, I think people are a lot more aware of it. So we wanted to create a game that would teach people how fake news and falsified news is spread throughout the country. And there are a number of games out there already that deal with fake news, but most of those deal with, can you pick which headline is accurate or not? But what we wanted to do was to really get into the nuances of how these purveyors of fake news really prey on people's insecurities, how they prey on the demographic differences or the political leanings of people to get news out there and to get people to share fake news.
So how do you try to do all that in a game setting?
Well, we thought a lot about what's the problem we're trying to solve. So the problem is, how can we get the player to understand how fake news is spread? So you actually play as the fake news purveyor, the person who's trying to falsify news and get it spread as far and wide as possible in the United States. So the grid is the map of the United States with all of the states, and then you have two scenarios to choose from. They're both health scenarios and science scenarios because we didn't want to get into politics where people might just turn it off and not go. So we have two areas that you can choose from, either all the news around the flu vaccine and whether it's good or bad for you, and then the other area was on immunizations for children and whether that causes autism or might have some relationship to autism. And so what you're doing as the person who's trying to spread this fake news is you're first deciding what scenario you want to try to spread. And then you're looking at the demographics of various states in the United States and trying to figure out where do you strike first, and then how do you spread that news out, or if a headline is real, how you might falsify that headline and make it more fake.
So I'm wondering if there might be also a targeting on social media, like if it's not so much like a geographic distribution, but also, you know, maybe this county is more right-leaning or left-leaning. So if I target Facebook users or Twitter users in that particular area, I might be able to spread my fake news a little more quickly as well.
Exactly. So if you look at the West, for example, you have certain states where there's a high number of people who are, they don't want the government to tell them what to do. They're more keep your hands off, more libertarian, more even beyond that. So if you're trying to get those people to pass along fake news about immunizations, you might use the tactic of keeping government off your body, that the government shouldn't tell you what to put into your bodies or the bodies of your children. So that might work with that demographic, where if you're trying to pass that news on to people who might be in California or Oregon or Washington State, more liberal areas, you might use a different tactic. But you're spreading that news to two different demographics using those things that might fit within their worldview.
Is there any part of you that's concerned that by having this game out there, you're teaching people how to spread fake news?
That was something that came up when we started working on this game for the News CoLab. And the News CoLab is a new entity that is housed at the Cronkite School, and it's poised to try to help people understand why media literacy, sharing with care, and all of that is important. So we thought about it, but we know that there's so much fake news out there, and I think if people are aware of how they are being played and how these fake news evildoers, bad guys, are preying upon things that you are concerned about and causing you to pass on fake news, then they're more likely to maybe wait and say, let me take a few moments out to see if this news is real.
What do you hope that people who play this game take away from it? And is there anything that you are anticipating taking away from it based on what you see how people are playing?
We really want people to realize that they have to be more media literate. because something really gets you agitated or upset, not to just post it to your social media, not to just post it on your Twitter, but to think about it and take a few minutes out to check and see if this might be real, or to at least voice some skepticism. I'm not sure if this is real, but I read this and you might want to see it too. I think that if people get to that point where they're sharing with care, as we say, and do a little bit more research, then I've done my job.
Retha Hill is the director of the New Media Innovation and Entrepreneurship Lab at ASU's Cronkite School.